Good evening, Blue Jays fans. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at TD Ballpark as we get set for Game 5 of this six-game set between the visiting Clearwater Threshers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Clearwater evened up the series last night with a 9-3 win in a rain-shortened affair, powered by an early big inning and excellent relief pitching for Clearwater. Irv Carter made his season debut and fell victim to some old-school baseball played by the Threshers. In the second, the Clearwater lineup put up four on Carter, all on three singles and five total stolen bases. This Threshers team has been aggressive all year, leading the Florida State League in stolen bases, but they showed just how important that is and how it can affect a ballgame. Clearwater later jumped out to a 5-0 lead, but the Blue Jays made it close with a 3-run third inning. But that's all the offense Dunedin could muster up as Clearwater relievers went 4 1/3 shutout innings after Alex McFarland was knocked out of the game. Clearwater tacked on another 4 over the span of the next 3 innings before the game was halted due to fast approaching lightning and heavy rain, and ultimately called, giving Clearwater the 9-3 victory. Elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, Jupiter came back from being down 4-0, walking off the Palm Beach Cardinals with a 5-4 victory in 10 innings. Fort Myers crushed Tampa 12-1 at Hammond Stadium. Lakeland beat Bradenton 3-2 in 10 innings. And Daytona claimed yet another victory over St. Lucie 8-1. How all that affects the standings. Starting in the East, Jupiter and Palm Beach are tied again for first, both teams 18-13, followed by Daytona in third at 12-19, 6 games back. St. Lucie still in last, they're 10 games back of first at 8-23. In the West, Clearwater still leads the way at 23-8, followed by Bradenton at 18-13, 5 games back. Your Blue Jays and Fort Myers are now tied for third. They are 17-14 each, with 6 games separating them from first. Then Lakeland is in fifth at 13-18. And finally, Tampa at 11-20, 12 games back of first. And now on to tonight. Estebenzin Jimenez makes his fourth appearance and third start for the Threshers tonight. The 21-year-old Venezuelan is 1-0 on the season, pitching to a 4.32 ERA through 8 1/3 total innings of work. And for your Blue Jays, Donnie Murphy hands the ball off to minor league rehabber C.J. Van Eyck. CJ didn't pitch at all last year after undergoing Tommy John surgery in September of 2021, and he's making his way back. Van Eyck pitched 3 shutout innings in a start in Fort Myers last Sunday. The Blue Jays' second-round pick in 2020 out of Florida State is a prospect the team is very excited about, so expect the club to be cautious with him coming back from that injury. And now let's take a look at the lineups first for the visiting Clearwater Threshers, managed by acting manager J.R. Murphy. Batting first in left field, Amarion Boyd. Batting second in center field, Justin Crawford. Batting third at second base, Otto Kemp. Batting fourth, the DH, Jordan Viers. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ryan Leach. Batting sixth at first base, Chad Castillo. Batting seventh in right field, Cade Fergus. Batting eighth at shortstop, Brian Rincon. And rounding out the order for Clearwater, batting ninth at third base, Fraylin Minietti. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys line up like this tonight. Batting first in center field, Adrian Pinto. Batting second at second, Manuel Beltre. Batting third at shortstop, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth at first base, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth in left field tonight, Glenn Santiago. Batting sixth in right field, Robert Robertis. Batting 7th at 3rd base, Abiezel Ramirez. Batting 8th, the catcher, Nick Deschamps. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting 9th, the DH, J.C. Masson. That does it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back before first pitch. That'll be in about 15 minutes or so stay tuned. But first, I had the chance to sit down with Dunedin left-handed reliever Ryan Chassie for a very nice conversation, a really nice guy who grinded his way in through college to get to where he is today. I hope you enjoy the convo as much as I did. You are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. This is Chris Valentine. I'm sitting along with left-handed pitcher, reliever for the Dunedin Blue Jays, Ryan Chassie. Chassie, how are you doing?
good. I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to sit down with me. We'll start off with your time at Campbell. Campbell's turned into quite the powerhouse in the baseball world. You grew up in near Raleigh, North Carolina, which is pretty close to Campbell. Yeah. And they had made the NCAA tournament two times in the last 5 years. How much did that go into choosing Campbell as your school of choice?
It had something to do with it for sure. They've had I had the kind of privilege to work out with a couple of the guys that ended up playing pro ball from those championship teams in I think it was 13 and 14. So I had kind of a little bit of a prior knowledge of the program and stuff. But you know, at the time that I committed, they were picked fifth or sixth to win, or picked fifth or sixth for the upcoming year. So it, you know, I wasn't going to a, you know, perennial powerhouse that they have kind of now. But it's been cool to see, you know, they had a couple of down years, like you said, from 15 to 17, and then seeing the arc trajectory that program has taken in the last 5 years has been awesome. And it's been really cool to watch them play meaningful games and, you know, have a little number next to their name is really awesome. So. Mm-hmm.
And you started your college career as a starter. And then you moved to the bullpen in your third season with Campbell. How was that adjustment from going from starting once a week to being available out of the bullpen constantly?
Yeah, it was tough. I wasn't a big fan of it right away, but you know, we talked pitching coach Tyler Robinson and head coach Justin Hare. We talked a little bit about how my stuff could play up out of the bullpen, and you know, ended up resulting in a really good year, and strikeout numbers were up, velocity was up, and ultimately gave me a chance to probably play here, which is awesome that they were able to see that and we were able to take advantage of it. But yeah, it was a big transition for me. I had never thrown out of the bullpen in my life before, you know, last February, so that was a big, you know, learning curve for me. But got to talk to you know, some friends on the team that had done it for a while, and got a buddy that went to Campbell that's in the bullpen with the Rays, Ryan Thompson, who I was able to talk to, kind of get his routine and pick his brain, which was good.
What did you learn from Ryan Thompson?
We talked a little bit about, you know, he's a big mentality guy, so we talked about his mentality, but also just kind of how to, you know, I was, you know, in kind of uncharted waters for me, because you know, as a starter, you have a routine, you know, kind of down to the minute before your throw. And as a reliever, that's not a thing. So asking him what he did before the game, what he did for throwing before the game, what he did. And I know he's very routine-based, where he'll go get ready in the third inning every game, or the fifth inning, depending on the situation, and kind of start his routine then. So being able to talk through that with some people and kind of finding my own routine as I worked into the back end of the games last year was good.
What is your routine like? What have you used that you've scrapped, and what have you tried out that has ended up working for you?
So I had to kind of go through and find what worked for me pregame, because, you know, as a starter, you throw out on the field and then you go right into the game and there's no downtime. And as a reliever, it's all downtime until you're ready to go. So finding a way to throw enough pregame to be ready to go in the game, but not too much where I felt tired or felt, you know, fatigued while I was out there. So that took some trial and error. And then just kind of like my routine to get ready pretty quick was also a big thing, because, you know, as a starter, I would throw 35 pitches in the bullpen before I would go out there. Now, as a reliever, that can be as little as 10 pitches, and then I'm in the game. So just a lot of trial and error, see what worked for me.
Mm-hmm. And you've been very dependable this season out of the back half of the bullpen. You're seeing yourself come into a lot of close games. What's your mentality like when you know it is a 1-2 run game and the team really needs a solid inning from you?
That's a good question. So, you know, for me, I like to try and be kind of have like a team first mentality, where you know, the most important thing is winning the game, and it doesn't necessarily matter how we do it, but being able to go out there and throw strikes and really just fill the zone up. Like, earlier in the year, I struggled a little bit with my command, and as a result, had, you know, our didn't give our team as good a chance to win. So just being able to go out and throw it, you know, with some conviction over the plate is kind of the main focus for me.
And going back to your draft process, the Major League Baseball draft is wild. You hear a lot of stories. What were the contacts with teams like heading into that draft? Who'd you hear from, or who did you, like, how were your workouts, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so going into my junior year at school, which was my fourth year because of COVID, didn't really talk to many scouts, didn't have a good fall, ended up really not talking to anyone until, you know, I had maybe a phone call or two in November, and then really nothing throughout the whole season. Then I went up to the Cape and threw pretty well, got a couple texts, kind of in the 2 weeks leading up to the draft. I think I had a call with three teams maybe, obviously one being the Blue Jays, and, you know, that the area scout, Colson Barbici in, you know, the Carolinas and Virginia, was obviously pretty instrumental to me getting here, but I really only talked to him probably 2 weeks before the draft and on, so that was, yeah, it wasn't as glamorous as a lot of these guys that get to talk to 30 teams and stuff, but it only took one, which was awesome.
And going from college to pro ball in the matter of months, or really weeks, from when you got drafted to making your debut with the Dunedin team last year, what was the biggest change that you noticed? Obviously, not attending classes is a big one, but, like, just the day to day on how a professional clubhouse operates rather than an NCAA program.
Yeah, it's a good point that you bring up that there's no classes, but for the most part, like, being a college athlete, you do. What, like a 9 to 7? If you have a game day, you go to class. Here, you know, we're still here for a long time. We do, you know, we get to the field around noon or 1, and we still have, you know, things to do, tasks to complete. So that was probably the biggest thing for me, was kind of scheduling my days out to get the most, you know, production out of my body, in terms of lifting, in terms of, you know, some mobility routines with the strength coaches, in terms of treatment, throwing before the game. So just kind of working that in was good. And I'd say one of the bigger things was all the rule changes, which were a lot different than college was, for sure. So being able to come for 6 weeks last year was awesome to kind of, you know, get my feet wet with those rules, and I felt a lot more comfortable with them this year.
Was that a big change for you with the 14, 18 second pitch clock?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, at the time I was struggling a little bit, so it even probably felt a little bit faster, but I feel like I'm a little bit more in control of it now. And, you know, we've done a pretty good job as a team, I think, of being in control of the clock, especially from a pitcher standpoint.
And then, something a lot of the listeners probably don't know about you. You love photography, graphic design, that kind of stuff. You even helped us out with some graphics earlier in the season. How did you get into that, and what about it do you love?
Yeah, so my mom's always taking pictures and stuff. So I guess I've had a little bit of a you know, step in that direction from a young age. But all that really started in... So I got hurt after my freshman year. I had Tommy John surgery. And that was kind of how I passed my time not being able to play, is I would take pictures and videos and stuff at practice and games. And at the time, our school wasn't super, I guess, blessed with a lot of hands to help with social media stuff. So I volunteered to help a little bit while I was hurt, and that kind of grew. I figured out that I really like doing it, so it's kind of how that's progressed.
And then finally, the last question that I ask every pitcher: what's your favorite pitch to throw and why?
Ooh. say my favorite pitch to throw is my breaking ball, because I think that it's a little bit different than a lot of guys have. You know, even going through spring training, I throw it a different way than a lot of guys do, and you know, it's one of my better pitches for sure. So that's probably my best one. That's a good question, though.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. Yeah. Best of luck for the rest of the season throughout your career.
Awesome.
And yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here for Game 5 of this six-game set between the visiting Clearwater Threshers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. These two teams have split the first four games of this series, two games apiece. And on the mound for your Blue Jays tonight is the right-handed minor league rehabber, C.J. Van Eyck. Van Eyck started last Sunday in Fort Myers for Dunedin in his first rehab stint, first rehab appearance of this stint. He's making his way back from Tommy John surgery in September of 2021. This is his second outing since undergoing surgery back over a year and a half ago. He'll start off against Ricardo Rosario, the left fielder for Clearwater. First pitch taken up high and popped off the mitt of Nick Deschamps back to the backstop. One and O, the count to start him off. That one fouled back. Now one and one. Righty-righty matchup to get things going. 265 average. For Rosario to start off this year. That one in there for a called strike. Now one and two. No home runs, 7 RBIs out of the windup. Van Eyck kicks, fires. That one a soft chopper over toward short. Charging in is Toman with the pickup. The throw is in time. They got him. Just by less than a half step for Rosario. Almost beat that out down the line. Tucker Toman had to charge in a long way from deep short to come get it at the infield grass. And that's one up, one down. Let's meet the defense for your Blue Jays in the outfield, left to right. Glenn Santiago, Adrian Pinto starts in center field, and then Robert Robertes in right. Along that infield, third to first, Abiezel Ramirez at third, Tucker Toman at short, Manuel Beltre at second, and Peyton Williams at first with Nick Deschamps behind the dish. Pitch clock violation called on Justin Crawford. He wasn't ready to go with 8 seconds left on that clock. He'll start his at-bat off 0-1. Now a ground ball backhanded by Abiezel. Long throw across the infield in time to get Crawford. Two up, two down. Otto Kemp, the second baseman, will now step in. He's homered in back-to-back games for Clearwater. Hit a solo shot in the third inning of last night's ball game. Righty-righty matchup. Van Eyck out of the windup. First pitch lifted high towards center. Going back towards the track is Pinto over the wall, and that's going to get on the top of the wall. I think that's still in. They're not ruling anything. And, no, it is ruled as a home run. Looked like it went off the top of the wall. It's tossed into the stands by Pinto. Now 3 consecutive games with a home run for Otto Kemp. The wind is blowing straight out to right field. That helped carry that ball out of here. That first pitch to now the DH Jordan Viers in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Clearwater takes the early lead here. 1-0 top one. That one off the plate outside looked like the changeup from Van Eyck. Van Eyck went 3 shutout last week in Fort Myers in his first rehab stint. That one in there for a strike. Now 1-2. Van Eyck trying to shake that one off. Now the 1-2. That one just missed off the plate. Slider couldn't get it on the outside corner. Now count evens up 2-2. And a cut and a miss. Couldn't connect on the high heater. Down goes Viers. 1 run on the solo shot by Kemp. That's all Clearwater can muster. We'll head to the home half of the first here at TD Ballpark. 1-0. Threshers lead.
All right, Blue Jays fans, it's time to... What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Yeah. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get the head right. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking alright. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll.
This is Ian Churchill, and you're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
We're back here, home half of the first. Estebenzin Jimenez will be the pitcher for Clearwater. First pitch to Adrian Pinto, taken inside for a ball, 1-0 to start him off. Pinto on the year, batting 270, no home runs, 8 RBIs, that one inside as well. 2-0 count to start off Pinto. The righty out of the windup. That one caught the inside corner that time. 2-1 now the count. Pinto on the year, the 270 average, but on base percentage, over 400 at 407. He's been really good at taking walks. As that one's lifted right side, that will fade out of play. Now a 2-2 count to Pinto. Estebenzin Jimenez making his fourth appearance, third start for Clearwater this year. 4.32 ERA through 8 1/3. Want to know when he gets the decision, the 2-2. That one well up high. Now full count to Pinto. Out of the windup, 3-2 pitch. That one high and inside. Pinto draws the leadoff walk. Puts a speedy runner on the base pass for the Blue Jays to start off this ball game. And now Manuel Beltre will step in. Manuel Beltre batting 306 on the year. No home runs, 8 RBIs. Jimenez now working out of the stretch. First pitch, slider low and outside. Checking his swing at that one was Beltre. They appeal over to Shea Graham on the base paths. And he says Beltre did not go around. So a 1-0 count to start him. Pinto, as I mentioned, a speed threat over at the bags. That one high and inside, leaning back away from it, ducking the head was Beltre. Now 2-0. 8 pitches already for Jimenez. 6 balls, 2 strikes. He comes set now. The 2-0. Caught and a miss, that high heater. Beltre took a hack at. Looked a little above the zone. 2-1 now. Two-one pitch. That one a ground ball foul. Third base side. That'll pop around and stays in foul territory. Fraylin Mignetti is going to have to go get it. Beltre still only 18 years of age. In his first full season of single-A baseball, he got called up late in the year, was on the roster for the playoff run. Now the 2-2. That one skips well in front of the plate, kept in front by the catcher Ryan Leach, keeping Adrian Pinto there at first. Now a full count to back-to-back batters for Jimenez. Three balls, 2 strikes. Now move over to first, and Pinto back in standing up. One on, nobody out. Clearwater leading by a run on the solo shot by Kemp. Now the pitch. That one sent high left side. That's going to get well out of play, it looks. Couple threshers over at the netting, and it does land quite a few rows back. So Beltre stays alive. He'll see another. Tucker Tome in the switch hitting shortstop waiting on deck. And that has come set. Kicks, fires. Ground ball over to short. Could be two. Over to second for one. And first in time. A 6-4-3 double play. So that wipes away the leadoff walk. And now Tucker Tillman will step in. Base is empty. Two down. Tillman on the year betting 227. No home runs. 9 RBIs. Up for the first time tonight. First pitch, that one in the dirt. 1-0 to start him. Tillman ranking as the 5th best prospect in the Blue Jays organization. 77th overall pick in last year's draft. Takes that one upstairs. Now a 2-0 count. Out of the windup now. Jimenez, the 2-0. That one called a strike on the outside corner. This is a challenge game. The home plate umpire, Chad Lacana, will call the balls and strikes. Each team allowed three challenges as there's a foul tip by Toman. Now it's 2-2. With the challenges, Chad Lacana will turn and ask the AVS guy if that was a ball or a strike. And a foul ball back behind Toman. He stays alive. With those challenges, if you are successful, you keep it. If you're not, you don't. So as long as you keep getting your challenges right, you get to use as many as you like. Caught in a miss of that one by Toman. Looked like the inside changeup by Jimenez. So down swinging he goes for a strikeout for Jimenez. 1-0, Clearwater leads as we head to the top half of the second here at TD Ballpark.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. No time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah.
We're back here, top half of the second. Clearwater leads 1-0. C.J. Van Eyck back out for a second inning worth of work. 11 pitches in his first. He'll start out of the windup. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Ryan Leach. In there for a called strike, 0-1 to start him off. The 0-1 caught and a miss on the slider. Leach quickly down 0-2. On the year, Leach. Just one game played here for Clearwater. He went 1-for-3 in that game. That one missed off the plate outside. Looked like the changeup by Van Eyck. Now 1-2. Caught in a miss. Brought the heat that time. Leach is down swinging. That'll bring up Chad Castillo, the first baseman. Second strikeout for Van Eyck. Van Eyck, the 24-year-old out of Florida State. Grew up in Tampa, not too far from here. That one off the plate. 1-0 to start him. That one drops in. Gets the breaking ball right at the knees. Evens it up 1-1. Went to Steinbrenner High School in Tampa as that one's line foul. Got drafted back in 2020, but never pitched for the Blue Jays. They started him off in high A with Vancouver. Started 19 games in his first professional season before undergoing Tommy John surgery. That one off the plate. Now 2-2. Van Eyck out of the windup, the 2-2 pitch. That one, he can't get back over the zone, the slider. Didn't break enough, count moves to full, now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Caught and a miss. Back with the fastball, another strikeout for Van Eyck. That's three in a row now for him, and that brings up Cade Fergus, the right fielder.
Cade Fergus.
Fergus on the year batting 246, three home runs, 13 RBIs. That one lifted foul right side, 0-1 to start him. Caught in a mess of that slider now. Fergus quickly down 0-2. Time called at the plate. Fergus will take a second. Hit a two-run shot earlier in this series. Now the 0-2 pitch by Van Eyck. That one just getting a piece of it. He stays alive. Fouls it back towards the zone on deck circle. 0-2 still the count. Van Eyck gets a sign from Deschamps. That one cut at and missed. Down swinging again by Fergus. Three strikeouts. He strikes out the side. We'll head to the home half of the second here at TD Ballpark. It's still 1-0. Clearwater leads.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. You can't be right here. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never.
We're back here. Bottom half of the second. Peyton Williams going to lead things off against Esteban Jimenez. Righty-lefty matchup. Williams on the year batting 262, three home runs, 24 RBIs. First pitch, he fouls back and towards the Blue Jays on deck circle, 0-1 to start him off. Had a tough month of April, got hot towards the end of the month, and since then he's been on fire, getting his average up to 262 when it, at one point in April, was under 100. Takes that one low and outside, 1-1 now the count. That one sent high towards right, going back, and it's gone. A no-doubter by Peyton Williams ties things up here in the second. His fourth home run of the year, Peyton Williams, the big man from Iowa, circles the bags, and we're all tied up, a brand new ball game. What a bomb by Peyton Williams.
Left fielder, number 31, Glenn.
Got all of that one. It got out of here in a hurry. Now Glenn Santiago will step in. First pitch, he takes up and in. 1-0 to start him off. Can't wait to see what the exit velo was on that one. That one. Called a strike inside. 1-1. Santiago doesn't challenge it. Out of the windup, Jimenez. Kicks, fires. Late swing. Fooled Santiago there on that breaking ball. One and two, another count. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Went right back with that same one. Santiago couldn't get to it. He goes down swinging. Second strikeout for Jimenez. That'll bring up Robert Robertis. That came off the bat at 107.7 by Peyton Williams. What a hard hit ball that was. That one fouled off by Robertis. Starts him off 0-1. Jimenez will try to shake it off. The 0-1. That one off the plate. Robertis on the year betting 143. One home run, five RBIs. Playing in right field tonight. The pitch. That one sent towards right. That's going to fall in for a base hit. A one-out single for Robertis. That'll bring up Abiezel Ramirez. Batting 381 so far this year in his time with the Blue Jays. Recently signed by the organization after he was released by the Rays organization. 381 average, one home run, two RBIs. That one taken inside for a ball 1-0. Ramirez playing in his seventh game in a Blue Jays uniform. The righty out of the stretch, kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Two and oh the count now. That one up and out. 3-0. The righty out of the stretch. 3-0 pitch. That one called a strike. Now BSL thought it was ball four. He doesn't challenge. He'll go back into the box and he'll see another. And the 3-1. That one sent towards right. That's going to hold up long enough for Fergus to get to it. Heading back over to first is Robertis. Hard hit ball, 105.8 off the bat of Ramirez, but right to Fergus. Now Nick Deschamps will step in, the catcher. First pitch, that one inside for a ball 1-0. Robertis still over there at first base. The 1-0. Caught and a miss. Looked like the changeup that time by Jimenez. Count evens now 1-1. Deschamps on the year batting 180. Two home runs, seven RBIs. Lefty-righty matchup. That one fouled off left side. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Jimenez comes set. Kicks, fires the 1-2. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by the second baseman, Kemp. He'll flip it over to first in time for the out. And that's three down. We'll head to the top half of the third. We're tied up now thanks to the solo shot by Peyton Williams, his fourth of the year. 1-1 here at TD Ballpark. We'll be right back. Back here, top half of the third. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Brian Rincon's going to lead things off, batting in the eighth spot for Clearwater. Rincon, Minietti, and then back up to the top for Rosario. First pitch by Van Eyck is fouled off by Rincon. Out of play, 0-1. Van Eyck struck out the side in the second inning. That one off the plate, now 1-1. On the year, Brian Rincon batting 190, but two home runs, 13 RBIs. That one in there, right at the knees for a strike, 1-2. 28 pitches for Van Eyck, 20 strikes. He's filling up the zone right now. That one off the plate. He struck out his last four batters in a row. Now to the windup, the 2-2. That one in there, called strike three, make it five. Down looking goes Rincon, fifth strikeout for Van Eyck. That'll bring up Fraylin Minietti.
Number 21, Fraylin Minietti.
He only struck out 1 in 3 innings last week against Fort Myers. Now a much higher total already. First pitch, a slider right at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Minietti on the year batting 283. No home runs, 7 RBIs. A foul tip stayed in the mitt of Deschamm. Now 0-2. Quickly down in the count. And the 0-2 pitch. Chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by Toman. Nice pick. Throw across in time. Nice play there by Toman. Took a weird hop right in front of him. Nice glove work there by the 19-year-old.
Ricardo Rosario.
And now back up to the top of the order, Ricardo Rosario stepping in. First pitch looking to lay down a bunt. He does, and he hits him. He ran into him, and he's going to be out on interference. It popped back up and went off the knee, so Rosario is out. An unfortunate bounce there for the Threshers. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the home half of the third. It's 1-1. We're tied up here at TD Ballpark.
Need checking. Points, need redeeming.
Yeah.
We're back here, home half of the third. 9-1-2 batters due up for the Blue Jays. J.C. Masson followed by Adrian Pinto and Manuel Beltre. First pitch to Masson, cut at and missed. 0-1 to start him off. Estebenzin Jimenez back out for his third inning worth of work. This will be his 40th pitch. That one in on the hands, fouled off left side now. 0-2 the count early to Masson. JC batting 265, no home runs, 7 RBIs. In the 0-2, that one low and inside. Takes a 4-ball, 1-2 now the count. Lefty-righty matchup. And the pitch. Cut and a miss. That slider, he swung over top. Third strikeout for Jimenez. That'll bring up Adrian Pinto.
Number one, Adrian Pinto.
Pinto reached on a walk. He was the first out of the 6-4-3 double play off the bat of Manuel Beltre. That one lifted back and out of play. 0-1 to start him. Jimenez steps back. Now the windup. That one in there. 0-2 quickly to Pinto. And the 0-2. Cut and a miss. Out on three pitches he goes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jimenez. That'll bring up Manuel Beltre.
Number 7, Manuel Beltre.
4 strikeouts on the night now for Jimenez. First pitch to Beltre. That one almost hit him. Slider came back, almost hit him on the ribs. 1-0. That one finds the zone now. Count evens up 1-1. Went right back with the slider. Got it where he wanted the first one to be. Caught and a miss, and he drops it that time. Beltre swings over top now. A 1-2 count. And the pitch. That one off the plate. Quickly asking for a challenge was Ryan Leach. Turning around is Lagana, and that is overturned to a strike. So Jimenez strikes out the side. He gets Beltre looking. We'll head to the home half, rather top half of the fourth. It's still 1-1 here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this life.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Justin Crawford is going to lead things off for Clearwater. CJ Van Eyck, 34 pitches through the first three. He's back out for the fourth. First pitch to Crawford. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him. Crawford grounded out to third and is only at bat thus far. It'll be Crawford, Kemp, and Viers, as that one was up and inside. Crawford went for it. Foul tipped to the screen, 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch, that one low. 1-2 now the count to Crawford. Van Eyck has looked very, very good here. The only mistake being on the solo shot by Otto Kemp, who's due up next. 2-2 now. And the pitch by Van Eyck. That one, he loses the bat, can't connect. Goes over towards the first base coaching area. Now Crawford will have to walk back to the dugout without a bat.
Second baseman, number 9, Otto Kemp.
We've seen that quite a few times in the last couple weeks here at TD Ballpark. So one up, one down. Now 6 strikeouts on the night for Van Eyck. Cut and a miss at that one by Kemp. Out of the windup, Van Eyck, the 0-1. Slider can't get it on the outside corner. Couldn't get the swing either, 1-1. That went off the plate. Fastball just 91 that time. Van Eyck in just his second start since coming back from Tommy John. The righty kicks, fires. That one inside almost hit Kemp. Lost the grip on the slider a little bit. A 3-1 count. Ground ball right side. That'll be picked up by Williams. He'll take it himself. Steps on the bag for the unassisted put out. 2 up, 2 down in the inning. That brings up Jordan Viers, the DH. 0 for 1, struck out swinging. He was the first of 5 consecutive strikeouts for Van Eyck between the first and third innings. Out of the windup, Van Eyck, first pitch of the at-bat. That one in there for a called strike. Working quick, cutting a miss at that one. Fires quickly down 0-2. He calls time. No balls, 2 strikes, nobody on, 2 away. The 0-2 pitch off the plate, low and outside. 1-2 now the count to Fires. And the 1-2. Caught and a miss. Another strikeout for Van Eyck. Deschamps tosses it over to first base. It was a little bit off the bag. Peyton Williams almost overran it running to the first base bag. But he's able to get it, step on the bag to complete the strikeout. 3 up, 3 down for the third consecutive inning for the Threshers. We'll head to the home half of the fourth here at TD Ballpark. It's still 1-1.
James Schaum, located on the first base side of the...
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, all right. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back.
We're back here, home half of the fourth. Tucker Thoman's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. First pitch looked like the slider outside corner. Call it a strike, 0-1. Estebanzin Jimenez back out for his fourth inning worth of work. That one missed. Maybe a little bit low, 1-1. Struck out the side in the third inning. 3 Ks, 2 swinging, 1 looking. That one sent high towards right center. Going back towards the wall is Crawford over the track. He turns, and that is gone! A solo shot for Tucker Thoman, his first professional home run. The fifth-ranked Blue Jays prospect circles the bags, and he gives the Blue Jays the lead here in the fourth. Tucker Thoman, the 19-year-old out of Columbia, South Carolina, 77th round draft pick by the Blue Jays last year, gets his first home run. How about that? Now Peyton Williams stepping in. He hit the solo shot to tie it up in the second. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Some celebrations in the Blue Jays dugout. Well deserved for Thoman. Cut and a miss of that one. Now 0-2 the count to Williams. Now Jimenez, the 0-2, cut and a miss. He gets Williams on 3 pitches. That'll bring up Glenn Santiago.
Left fielder, number 31, Glenn Santiago.
Strikeout number 6 on the night for Jimenez. Trying to match that total by C.J. Van Eyck. He's already at 7. First pitch taken upstairs to Santiago, 1-0. Santiago struck out swinging and is only at bat thus far. 0-1. The 1-0. That one almost hits him. Gets out of the way. 2-0 now the count. That one sent towards left. It was a little bit off the end of the bat. Ran down by Ricardo Rosario. Looked good off the bat, but quickly died as it hit the apex.
Now batting,
and now Robert Robertes will step in. Robertes, the only Blue Jay with a hit that wasn't a home run so far tonight. Takes that first pitch up and out for a ball, 1-0. Out of the windup, Jimenez, the 1-0 pitch. That one sent high towards right center. About medium depth. It's going to be called off by Fergus. He'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays take the lead on the first professional home run of Tucker Thoman's young career. We'll head to the top half of the fifth quickly here at TD Ballpark. It's 2-1, Blue Jays lead.
Down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me 3 steps, simple man and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the
beers a pour until Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Ryan Jennings comes out of the pen in relief of C.J. Van Eyck, his sixth appearance, second in relief of the year, first pitch by Jennings, in there for a called strike, 0-1. That does it for C.J. Van Eyck. Four innings pitch, just the one run on the one hit, the solo shot by Kemp. That one, low and outside for ball. Now 1-1 to Ryan Leach. Very successful rehab outing, I'd say, for Van Eyck. His only mistake was that solo shot. Leaves with a 2-1 lead now. Jennings into probably go another four-ish innings. Time called at the plate by Leach. 1-2 the count. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires that one. Fastball 95 that time, misses outside, evens up the count 2-2. On the year for Jennings, 16 2/3 innings pitched thus far, 3.24 ERA. That one lined foul. Late on that fastball. Made good enough contact, but couldn't keep it straight. Count stays 2-2. Blue Jays trying him out as a starter. Pitched 8 1/3 innings in last regular season to a 2.16 ERA. Fourth round pick out of Louisiana Tech is that one skied foul. That sounded like it broke the bat, and it did of Leach. He's going to have to go retrieve a new piece of lumber from the dugout. Give him some time to put some pine tar on that bat. Now he's headed back. Jennings, the 23-year-old. Now the windup. The 2-2. That one he yanked. 96 that time on the fastball. Went back to the backstop. I don't even think Deschamps got a piece of the mitt to it. Full count now to Leach. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. 96 above the zone. Chasing it was Leach. He goes down swinging. First strikeout for Jennings.
Baseman, number 24, Chad Castillo.
That brings up the first baseman, Chad Castillo. Righty-lefty matchup. Jennings kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in on the hands. Stops liner foul. He's going to bounce around at the tarp and fall in between the tarp and the wall. And one to start off Castillo. On the year, batting 179, three home runs, 11 RBIs. Fouls that one back to the screen. Now 0-2. Jennings with a steady diet of fastballs. Again, 96. He's picked up his velo a little bit since last year. Now the 0-2. Fouled off again. Right back with the fastball. Getting a piece of it that time was Castillo. No balls, two strikes. Nobody on, one away. The 0-2 again. Soft chopper down the first base line. That's going to kick foul. Castillo stays alive. He'll see another. Still 0-2. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. The changeup. Down below the zone. Got him to chase after it. He goes down swinging. Back-to-back Ks for Jennings.
Number 17, Cade Fergus.
That's now 9 on the night already for Dunedin pitching. Now Cade Fergus will step in. There's a righty warming up in the pen for Clearwater. That might be it for Jimenez. First pitch to Fergus. Trying to hold up, and he went around. Starts him off with a slider that bounced. 0-1. Caught and a miss. Change up that time from Jennings. 0-2. Fastball slider change up in the repertoire for the righty. Time called at the plate by Fergus. He struck out swinging in his only at bat thus far. Facing Jennings now for the first time. The 0-2. Caught in a miss. Jennings comes into the game, strikes out the side. We'll head to the home half of the fifth, halfway through this game here at TD Ballpark. It's 2-1, Blue Jays lead.
Blue Jays fans.
Back here, home half of the fifth. New pitcher for the Threshers is the right-hander number 6, John Henriquez. 23-year-old. He's on for the 9th time this year. 20 2/3 innings pitched, a 3.48 ERA, and he's 4-0 when he gets the decision. First pitch to a BSL Ramirez, taking off the plate outside, 1-0 to start him. That one sent towards left. Might be trouble there for Rosario, and he's able to run it down. Towards the line, he's able to corral it in for out number one.
Number 6, Nick Deschamps.
Now Nick Deschamps stepping in. 0-1 on the night. Ground out to second base and is only at bat. Final line for Estebenzin Jimenez. 4 innings pitched. That one sent high towards right center. Coming in now is Fergus. He'll settle, make the grab. 3 pitches, 2 outs for Henriquez to start off his outing. And that'll bring up J.C. Masson. As I was saying, 4 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 runs both earned. 1 walk, 6 Ks on the night for Jimenez. Currently in line for the loss after the 2 solo shots he gave up. The righty-lefty matchup. First pitch way outside there by Henriquez. It was gloved by Leach. 1-0. Masson 0-1. Struck out swinging and is only at bat thus far. That one called a strike on the outside corner. Evens it up 1-1. Henriquez out of the stretch. The 1-1. That one called a strike. Masson thinking about challenging. He doesn't. He calls time. Didn't agree with that strike call. Looked maybe a little off the plate, but good enough for Chad Lagana to call. And the 1-2. That one up and out. Both teams have all three challenges remaining. Only one attempted so far. And a pitch clock violation on Masson. Saying he wasn't back in the box in time, so that'll count as an automatic strikeout. He's getting an explanation there from Chad Lagana. And he'll walk back to the dugout. So an automatic strikeout on Masson. We'll head to the top half of the sixth. It's 2-1. Blue Jays lead after five.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm hard and fast, I had everything. I walked away, you want me then. But easy come and easy go, and it would end. So anytime I bleed, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Da, 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 da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. Brian Rincon's going to lead things off for Clearwater. 8-9-1 hitters due up. Rincon, Minietti, and back up to the top for Rosario. Out of the windup, Jennings. First pitch of the inning, cut and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 to start off Rincon. Rincon 0-1, struck out looking against Van Eyck. First time facing Ryan Jennings. That one in there. Now quickly down 0-2. Jennings entered the game in the fifth, struck out the side. He's back out for his second inning worth of work. An 0-2 count to Rincon. Lefty-righty matchup out of the windup. The 0-2. Cut and a miss. Down on three pitches. That's three consecutive threshers. Down on three pitches.
Third baseman, number 21, Fraylin Minietti.
Fourth strikeout through four batters for Jennings. His stuff's looking real nice tonight. First pitch to Minietti. That one in there. Out of the windup, the 0-1. That one in there. Right back with the fastball. Dots it up. 0-2. And Jennings starts that windup. The 0-2 pitch, that one off the plate. Still haven't seen an immaculate inning in my time here with the Blue Jays. Was really hoping it would be here. So there's a soft chopper over towards second, picked up by Beltre. He'll toss over to first in time to get Minietti. Two up, two down.
Now batting,
first out recorded by Jennings. That wasn't the strikeout. That brings up Ricardo Rosario up for the third time. He's 0-2. He grounded out to short. Then he laid down a bunt attempt that came back and hit him while he was out of the box. While he's running down the first base line. First pitch, that one fouled. Hit the leg of Chad Lagana. Nick Deschamps quickly turned around, making sure he was good, but no harm, no foul. 0-1 to start off Rosario. 25th pitch of the outing by Jennings. Caught in a miss. Went with a changeup ahead of it that time was Rosario. He was ready for the fastball. Tried to slow up his swing to at least make contact, and he couldn't. Now the 0-2. Caught and a miss. Went right back with a changeup. 5 strikeouts through 2 innings for Ryan Jennings. We'll head to the home half of the 6th here at TD Ballpark. We're zooming in this ballgame. Bottom half of the 6th coming up.
Blue Jays fans looking for a...
I'd be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happened inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options. Quite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that stuff down and write it.
We're back here, bottom half of the 6th. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Adrian Pinto is going to lead things off, top of the order. Pinto, Beltran, Toman. All due up in this half inning. John Henriquez back out there for his second inning worth of work. First pitch to Pinto inside for ball 1-0. Got through his first inning of work on just 7 pitches. The 1-0, that one a soft liner. Bounces in front of Otto Kemp, able to pick it up, toss over to first in time for the 4-3 putout.
Second baseman.
That'll bring up Manuel
Beltre.
He's 0 for 2 on the day. 6-4-3 double play in his first at bat. Struck out looking in his second. Enriquez comes set, kicks, fires, first pitch to Beltre, ground ball over to second again, picked up again by Kemp, throw over in time. Back-to-back 4-3 putouts on just 3 pitches by Henriquez. And now Tucker Toman stepping in. Hit his first professional home run in his last at-bat. Got his RBI total into double digits. He's 1 for 2. First pitch, that one, low and outside for a ball 1-0. Henriquez, just 11 pitches so far, 5 outs already recorded. That one, low. Two balls, no strikes. That one off the plate. Now a 3-0 count to Toman. Peyton Williams, the first baseman on deck. Two down, nobody on here in this 6th inning. That one off the plate, a 4-pitch walk to Tucker Toman. He'll take first base. Now Peyton Williams will head over to the plate.
First baseman, number 40, Peyton Williams.
Williams 1 for 2 with that solo shot back in the second, tied up the ball game at the time before Toman was able to put the Blue Jays ahead in that 4th inning. First pitch in there for a called strike to Williams, 0-1 to start him. That one skips, and there goes Toman. Gets away from Leach and into second without a throw. Is Toman. He moves into scoring position on the wild pitch. Bounced in front of the plate, and Leach couldn't keep it too close. He kept it in front of him, but it took a big bounce off that chest protector and out well in front of the plate. Runner in scoring position, 2 down here. Peyton Williams, the team leader in RBI. That one off the plate now, 2-1. Coming into the game, Williams was third in the Florida State League with 24 RBIs. Now, depending on what's going on in Palm Beach with R.J. Yeager, might have just tied him up at second in the league. Henriquez steps off. That's disengagement number one. A 2-1 count to Williams. That one up and out. Now a 3-1 count to Williams. Only four hits between the two teams. Three of the four have been solo shots. All the runs have come off solo shots. That one called a strike outside corner. Williams thought it might have been ball four. Started taking a step towards first, but called a strike there by Lagana. Henriquez comes set. The 3-2. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by Kemp. He'll toss over. Kemp made all three outs. We'll head to the top half of the seventh here at TD Ballpark. It's 2-1. Blue Jays lead. Back here, top half of the seventh, Justin Crawford's going to lead things off for the Threshers. He's up for the third time, facing Jennings for the first. Jennings out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch, soft tapper to the right of the mound, picked up by Jennings. Backhand flip, and no! Oh, man! Almost Bartolo Colon-esque there by Ryan Jennings, a behind-the-back flip. But Justin Crawford, just a little too much speed, he's able to beat it out. What a play that would have been by Jennings. Really close play. Crawford just got in there. Now a leadoff infield single for him. That's his first hit of the night. Just the second hit for Clearwater. Time called at the plate by Deschamps, saying that the pitch clock was winding down. Jennings now working out of the stretch for the first time. First pitch, that one just below the knees. 1-0 to start off Otto Kemp. Kemp 1-for-2 with that solo shot back in the first. Now move over, and it's a little bit wide of the bag, but Williams able to get to it. Now that's the second disengagement for Jennings. Crawford will likely take a bigger lead here. Clearwater hasn't had a chance to be aggressive on the base path tonight, but they have been all year. Crawford 12 of 14. There he goes. No, he stops. It was fouled off anyway, 1-1. With two disengagements already, Crawford in a good position to take a pretty decent lead here. Jennings comes set. Kicks, fires. There goes Crawford. Top of the zone. That one, throw down to second. It gets into center field. It's going to be picked up by Pinto. The throw to third will not come. So a stolen base and then reaching third on the air for Justin Crawford, his 13th stolen bag of the year. He moves in 90 feet away with no outs here for Clearwater. So the infield comes in for the Blue Jays here. No outs, runner at third. Clearwater in a good position to try and tie up this ballgame here in the seventh inning. First pitch, caught and a miss. Time called at the plate by Kemp. Count evens now 2-2. Two page. Did he go around? They're going to peel? He did not. It was low and outside. Changeup just able to hold up. Count moves full, now 3-2. Three-two pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. Asking for a challenge is Kemp. And that is confirmed as strike three. So Clearwater loses the challenge. Kemp will head back to the dugout. Strikeout number six on the night for Ryan Jennings. Now Jordan Byers will step in. Infield still in for Dunedin. First pitch, that one sent towards left center. Going out there is Santiago. It gets over his head. That's going to be extra bases for Byers. The run comes in. An RBI double for Jordan Byers. Drives in his seventh RBI of the year. And he ties things up here in the seventh.
Catcher number 52, Ryan Leach.
Now Ryan Leach will step in. And heading out to pinch run is Amarion Boyd. This game's been moving quick, so forgot that here in the seventh, we're getting into the later stages of the ball game. So Clearwater opts for a pinch runner of their DH, Amarion Boyd, with a lot more speed than Byers. And runs have been tough to come by.
Pinch running, number 23, Amarion Boyd.
Jennings with the runner still in scoring position. One out now. First pitch to Ryan Leach, taking off the plate outside. One out to Leach. He's 0 for 2, 2 Ks on the night. Jennings. Now move over to second, and they didn't get him. Boyd just able to get that right hand in. Disengagement number one. The throw a little bit to the right of the bag. Belcher had to reach out for it. Took some of those precious milliseconds away to apply the tag. Cut and a miss on that slider. 1-1. Jennings looking back towards second. Boyd with a lesser lead there. Went right back with the slider. Left it off the plate. 2-1. Jennings comes set. Kicks, fires the 2-1. That one low. Now a 3-1 count. Balls, one strike. And the pitch. Fouled off. Went with the fastball. Leach very late on it, but got a piece. Count now full. And the 3-2. Ground ball over towards short. Toman with the pickup. Moving to his left. Throw to first in time. Moving over to third on the play is Boyd. But with two outs,
first baseman
doesn't really change anything for either team. Now Chad Castillo will step in. Two down here. Deschamps going to have to be very strong behind the plate. Anything in the dirt. First pitch, that one in the dirt. Gets tested right away, and he's able to pass that test, 1-0. Castillo 0-for-2, 2 Ks on the night. Jennings struck him out on 3 pitches in the 5th. The 1-0, that one off the plate. There's a righty warming up in the pen for Clearwater. Likely be it for John Henriquez. The 2-0. That one fouled straight down and back. Now 2-1. Jennings sets, looking over towards third. Staring right down at Boyd. Kicks, fires, that one up and out. Now a 3-1 count to Castillo. Three balls, one strike. Two down here in the 7th. The potential go-ahead run over there at third. That one off the plate. So that'll put runners on the corners now for Cade Fergus, the right fielder. Corey Reardon's going to head out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. He's going to talk to Jennings and the entire Blue Jays infield. Castillo over there on first. 3-for-4 on stolen base attempts. Clearwater loves to be aggressive. So I wouldn't necessarily be surprised if they try a first and third steal play. Reardon likely talking about that scenario with the team. Everybody headed back now. Cade Fergus will head to the plate.
Now batting number 17, Cade Fergus.
It'll be a righty-righty matchup. See how big of a lead Castillo takes. Peyton Williams is over there at first covering the bag. Rest of the infield shaded over to the left. First pitch. That one low and inside. And it popped away from Jennings. On the throw back by Deschamps. He asked for a new ball. Jennings comes set. Kicks, fires. That one just off the plate. 2-0 now the count to Fergus. Time called. There's no indication if it was by Fergus or by the Blue Jays. And no, now it was by Deschamps. Lagana late to hold up that one finger, indicating the first disengagement. That one missed up high. Now 3-0. Castillo yet to show any movement over there at first. 3-0. That one inside, a four-pitch walk, back-to-back walks. And that loads the bases now for Clearwater.
Shortstop, number 5, Brian Rincon.
After two very strong innings by Jennings, an infield hit by Justin Crawford on almost a beautiful play turned by Jennings. He stole a bag, reached third on the air, then a double by Jordan Viers, who was lifted for Amarion Boyd. Tied up the ball game. That one off the plate outside to start off Rincon 1-0. Big chance here for Clearwater in this seventh inning. 2-2 ball game. The 1-0. That one in the dirt. Nobody warming up quite yet for the Blue Jays. They want to let Jennings ride this one out. Jennings the 2-0. That one up and out. Now 3-0 to Rincon. Nowhere to put him. We'll see if Rincon has the green light here. Three balls, no strikes, two down. Now Harry Rutkowski out there in the pen. The 3-0 up. Back-to-back, four-pitch walks issued by Jennings. That forces a run in. Now Clearwater takes the lead.
Third baseman, number 21, Fraylin Minietti.
Base is still loaded. Now a 3-2 lead for Clearwater. First pitch, that one missed. That one, finally a strike, outside corner. 1-1 the count now to Minietti. That breaks a streak of 11 balls in a row. Now the 1-1. That one, a ground ball. That's going to get underneath the glove of Toman. One run comes in. They're waving a second. The throw is going to be to third, and it's not going to be in time. Heading over to second now, following the play is Minietti. He gets two RBIs, and the Blue Jays still aren't out of the woods yet.
Left fielder, number 37, Ricardo Rosario.
Jennings still out there working. Rutkowski finally warming up on the mound, and they're saying that he's ready to go. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. The 0-1, caught and a miss. Now 0-2 the count to Ricardo Rosario. Ninth batter of the inning for Clearwater. They've scored four. The 0-2, that one yanked and skipped. Deschamps doing a good job diving over to his right, keeping that in front. 1-2 now the count. Jennings comes set. The 1-2, fouled back to the screen. And the 1-2 again. That one just missed. asking for a challenge right away was Deschamps. Turning around is Lagana, and that is overturned to a strike. So another challenge. That one is good for the Blue Jays. That finally ends the inning, but four runs come in for Clearwater. They now lead 5-2 as we head to the home half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
My way in North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wax.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. New pitcher out there for the Threshers. First pitch to Glenn Santiago, taken inside for a ball, 1-0 to start him. It's the right-hander, number 26, Jack Dallas. That one in there now. 1-1 the count. Clearwater sent 9 to the plate, scored 4. The 1-1, that one missed. 2-1 now the count. Clearwater only had one hit going into the seventh inning, that being the solo shot back in the first inning. They're able to tack on 3, as well as 3 walks by Jennings, aiding the way for a 4-run inning. That one line to center, that's going to be a base hit. Leadoff single for Glenn Santiago, that's going to bring up Robert Robertis. Blue Jays trailing by 3. Now Roberta stepping in. Clearwater, 5 runs on 4 hits, no errors. Blue Jays, 2 runs on 4 hits, 1 error. First pitch, caught in a miss there by Roberta, 0-1. With Dallas in the game, that ends the day for John Henriquez. 2 innings pitch, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, 1 K. Good relief outing for him. That one missed. Now a 1-1 count to Robertis. Dallas working out of the stretch now. Kicks, fires the 1-1. That one lifted left side. That's going to be in foul territory, but stays in play. The third baseman, Ramirez. Rather, that was Mignetti. My apologies. He makes the grab. Now, 1-1, 1 away for Abiezel Ramirez. Got a little bit of ahead, a little bit ahead of myself on that one. Now, Ramirez stepping in for the third time. First pitch in the dirt and inside, kept in front by Leach. Staying there at first base is Santiago, 1-0. Dallas comes set. Kicks, fires that one off the plate. I believe that'll be all we'll see of Ryan Jennings here tonight. Harry Rutkowski still out there in the pen. He was ready to go in the last inning, but Jennings was able to get that final out. Now 3-0 count to Abiezel. Santiago over there at first base. The 3-0. That one called a strike inside corner. Looked like Ramirez thought about challenging, but opted not to. Had a 3-0 count earlier that there was one called a strike that he didn't challenge. He flew out to right. That one upstairs. So he draws the walk anyway. He'll take first. Moving over to second is Glenn Santiago. That brings up the potential tying run here.
Number 6, Nick Deschamps.
Nick Deschamps stepping in for the third time. He's 0-for-2, a ground out and a fly out. Clearwater infield in double play depth. First pitch, that one lifted, shallow left, might be trouble. That's going to be caught there by the shortstop Rincon. Sliding to the ground, able to get to it. That ball just kept fading away from him, but he was able to run it down. The outfield was playing deep. Rosario had to run a long way. He had no chance to get to it. So a nice play there by the shortstop Rincon. That would have at least loaded the bases for the Blue Jays, but now it's two down, two on. First pitch, that one off the plate outside, 1-0. J.C. Masson, 0-for-2, 2 Ks, one of them on a pitch clock violation. Watches that one go by. Called a strike on the outside corner. He didn't agree with it. Opts not to challenge. The 1-1. Caught and a miss. Now 1-2. Runners on first and second. Two down here in the seventh. Down by three. Dallas comes set. Kicks, fires the 1-2. Caught and a miss. Masson fooled on the slider. He goes down swinging. Third strikeout for him tonight. We'll head to the top of the eighth here at TD Ballpark. It's 5-2, Clearwater leads.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet. Night is yours, just a little more. Don't go yet. Baby, don't go.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. Harry Rutkowski enters the game for the Blue Jays. He takes over for Ryan Jennings. Be a lefty-lefty matchup to start things off. First pitch to Justin Crawford. Fastball low and outside, taken for a ball 1-0. Crawford led off the seventh with an infield single. Ended up coming around to score the tying run, and three more would come after him. Now on a soft liner, that's going to get into left field. He's now 2-for-4 on the night. Leadoff single for Clearwater. That brings up Otto Kemp. Rutkowski on for the eighth time this year. An 0.82 ERA through 11 innings pitch. He's been exceptional out of the pen for the Blue Jays. 2-0 record when he gets the decision and 1-for-1 on saves. First pitch to Kemp. That one low. 1-0 to start him off. Kemp on the night, 1-for-3 with that solo shot back in the first. And a move over to first that time with Crawford back in standing up. Definitely a threat to go. The 1-0, that one lifted right side. That'll get up and out of play. One and one. Crawford stole a bag in the seventh inning. Went over to third on the error by Deschamps. That error ended up not really mattering in the long run. The 1-1 pitch. That one above the zone. Deschamps asked for a challenge. He thought it was a strike. That is overturned to a ball.
The ball has been upheld.
Rather upheld to a ball, so the Blue Jays lose the challenge. And again, a move over to first. That's the second time by Rutkowski. There goes the runner. That one inside called a ball, and in there easily is Crawford. Blue Jays knew he was going. Time called as Deschamps went out to the mound to change up the signs with Rutkowski with the runner on second. Two and two, the count to Kemp. Rutkowski comes set. Now runner in scoring position for Clearwater. No outs here. That one lifted right side up and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. There goes the runner again. That one taken for a ball, and that's going to get into left field. Crawford's going to score easily. Another error by Deschamps on a throw to the bag. That makes it 6-2. Clearwater now leads by 4. So base is empty. 3-2 count, the pitch. Ground ball, that's going to get through. So again, the error doesn't really matter too much in the long run. With the base hit, would have scored the runner anyway.
Designated hitter, number 23, Amarion Boyd.
Now Otto Kemp on first base, Amarion Boyd. Taking his first AB. He pinch ran for Jordan Viers on second base. There goes the runner. Throwed it by Deschamps over to second. Not going to be in time. These Threshers have been running all over the Blue Jays the last few games. Kemp steals second, puts himself in scoring position again, still no outs. The 0-1. Ground ball, right side, that's going to be picked up by Beltre. Throw over to first in time, moving over to third is Kemp. Now with one out.
Catcher, number 52, Ryan Leach.
First pitch, lifted back and out of play, 0-1 by Leach. Ryan Leach, 0-3 on the day, 2 Ks. Infield is drawn in for Dunedin. Lefty-righty matchup, that one low and outside. One and one. Rutkowski comes set. Kicks, fires. That one low. The 2-1 pitch. That one low as well. Now 3-1 the count. Blue Jays pitching was dealing before that seventh inning. Through six, only one hit allowed, that being a solo shot in the first. And now Clearwater's offense has come alive quite a bit. They've been stealing bags. They've also been drawing walks. Three and two now the count to Leach. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. The high fastball he chased after. He goes down swinging. That'll bring up Chad Castillo.
First baseman, number 24, Chad Castillo.
Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch by Rutkowski. Caught and a miss. The high fastball. The 0-1. That one off the plate. Runner still at third base. Two down here in the inning. Clearwater now leading by four. That one upstairs. Nobody warming up the Clearwater pen. Should be Jack Dallas back out for a second inning. And a 2-1. Caught and a miss. Now 2-2. Time called at the plate by Castillo. He'll take a second. He steps back in. Rutkowski sets, kicks, deals. That one called, strike three outside corner, asking for a challenge. It's Castillo. We'll take a second. That is overturned to a ball.
The call of strike has
so the Blue Jays defense was starting to jog off the field. They've all got to run back. Rutkowski realizing that Otto Kemp was off the bag over there at third, started running over there. While Kemp had his back turned, he figured it out. So now full count. The pitch. Off the plate outside. So that challenge works out pretty well for Clearwater. Castillo ends up drawing the walk. That puts runners on the corners now for Cade Fergus.
Right fielder, number 17, Cade Fergus.
First pitch of the at-bat to Fergus. That one missed inside. 1-0. Blue Jays hadn't faced more than four hitters in an inning. Through six, as that one's fouled back to the screen now, 1-1. Those four hitters only having one time. That being in the first inning, the next five were all three up, three down. And the seventh, Clearwater figured something out. The 1-1. That one upstairs. First and third, two down. 2-1 pitch. Upstairs again. Righty warming up the pen for the Blue Jays. I can't see who it is quite yet. Believe it might be Kiner Leone. The 3-1. Upstairs. Another walk by Rutkowski. Back-to-back walks. That loads the bases.
Shortstop, number 5, Brian Rincon.
That'll get Corey Reardon out of the pen, or rather out of the dugout. Another mound visit here for the Blue Jays. The entire infield will meet on the mound to discuss how they want to pitch against Rincon. He's up to the plate with the bases loaded for the second consecutive inning. He walked in a run in that at bat. He's got a chance to do some more damage here in this top half of the eighth. The 4-run ball game, 6-2 Clearwater leads. First pitch, that one inside for a ball, 1-0. That one finds the zone, now 1-1. Rutkowski took a little off. Got it in there for a strike. 1-1 the counter in cone. And the pitch. That one low. And the 2-1 pitch by Rutkowski, cut at and missed. Rather, it was fouled straight down. Count evens now, back up to Rincon, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Bases loaded for Clearwater. Trying to extend their lead. Fouled off that time by Rincon. Fastball above the zone. He got a piece of it. Rutkowski comes set. The 2-2 again. Fouled off again. Two balls, two strikes, two down. And the pitch. That one, line towards right, that's going to hook foul. Good piece of that one Rincon got. Landed on top of the roof over there at the admin building, but well foul. We'll try it again. Still 2-2. And the pitch. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not. So that's ball 3. That runs the count full. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Upstairs. So a walk with the bases loaded. That'll bring in another run for Clearwater. It's now 7-2. That'll get Donnie Murphy out of the dugout for the Blue Jays. They'll go to the bullpen. That'll do it for Rutkowski. Can't get out of the inning here in this eighth. We'll have a new Blue Jays pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back. We're back here, top half of the eighth. It is Kiner Leon out here to pitch for the Blue Jays, the right-hander. 19 years old from Venezuela. First pitch to Fraylin Minietti, his first batter, taking upstairs for a ball 1-0. Leon on for the seventh time this year, 7 1/3 innings pitched, an 8.59 ERA. He struggled to start off this year so far. That one, low and inside, now 2-0. That does it for Rutkowski. Just 2/3 of an inning. Gave up 2 hits, 3 walks, 2 runs so far. But all 3 runners aboard are charged to him if anybody comes in. That one in there for a strike. Now 2-1 to Minietti. Leon out of the stretch. That one a chopper over to third. That pops away from Biazel. Couldn't corral it cleanly. That'll bring in another run. It does go as an error, so now any runs charged to Rutkowski from here on forward will be unearned. Clearwater now leads 8-2. They've scored 7 runs in the last 2 innings. They're not done yet. First pitch to Rosario in there for a strike 0-1. That one missed inside, evens it up 1-1. This is the second consecutive inning that Clearwater's been able to bat around. That one in there, outside corner with that slider, now 1-2. Leon, come set. And the pitch. Line shot. That's going to be picked up by Beltre. It popped away from him, but he's able to corral it. Gets it over to first in time for out number 3. So Clearwater tacks another 3 on. They lead 8-2 as we head to the home half of the 8th. Blue Jays trail by 6.
All right, fans, it's time for the J.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. Adrian Pinto is going to lead things off. Top of the order due up for Dunedin. Pinto, Beltran, Toman. Blue Jays have some work to do at the plate. Now trailing by six. Seven runs over the last two innings scored by Clearwater. First pitch in there for a called strike to Pinto, 0-1. Jack Dallas back out for his second inning worth of work. That one skips well in front of the plate. One and one now, the count to Pinto. That one upstairs, called a strike. Blue Jays only with one challenge remaining. The 1-2 by Dallas, that one inside. Count evens back up 2-2. Out of the windup, Dallas kicks, fires. That one fouled off by Pinto. He stays alive. Blue Jays got to get something going here in these last couple innings. They've got six outs to score six runs. 2-2, checking his swing. It's in there and asking for a challenge is Pinto. That is confirmed to strike three.
The call of strike has been upheld. The result is
so the Blue Jays will not have a challenge for the rest of this ball game.
Second baseman, number seven, Manuel Beltre.
They lose their final lifeline. Now Manuel Beltre will step in. All calls will be in the hands of Chad Lagana. First pitch to Beltre in there for a called strike. That was the second strikeout for Dallas on the night. That one low. The 1-1 foul ball. Nice snag out there in the Clearwater dugout. 1-2 now the count to Manuel Beltre. Tucker Toman, the switch hitting shortstop on deck. That one skipped. Looking around the Florida State League, down in Fort Myers at Hammond Stadium. Fort Myers currently shutting out Tampa. They're in the bottom half of the eighth. 5-0, the Mighty Muscles lead. Time called at the plate by Beltre. And Bradenton down there at Lecom Park. The Marauders currently leading the Lakeland Flying Tigers 4-0. They're shutting them out. Cut and a miss. Late on that fastball was Beltre. He goes down swinging. That'll bring up Tucker Toman. Back-to-back strikeouts to start the inning for Jack Dallas. Now three in a row going back to his last inning. In Daytona, the Tortugas currently handling business against the St. Lucie Mets yet again. They're leading 9-4. That one off the plate outside, 1-0 to start off Toman. And in Jupiter at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Palm Beach shut out the Hammerheads 2-0. Their game's already done. That one missed low. Now 2-0 the count to Toman. So Palm Beach retakes the lead in the division for the East. They take a one-game lead over Jupiter. Cut and a miss of that one by Toman. Now 2-1. And the pitch. Fouled off in on the hands. Up and out of play over on the left side. 2-2 now the count. Time called to the plate by Toman. He'll take a second. Adjust his shin guard now. Stepping back into the box. And the 2-2. Off the plate outside. Called strike three. Toman's asking for a challenge. I was told we were out. It was looked definitely off the plate. A little bit of confusion here. And now the umpires will convene. Shea Graham jogging in from behind first base. So I thought we were out of challenges. Toman asked for one. And that is overturned to a ball. So I guess the Blue Jays did have one challenge. I was given some faulty info.
The call of strike has been overturned.
So it is now a 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes, two down. And the pitch. That one called strike three. Toman already challenged once. He might as well do it again. He's not gonna. He goes down looking. Jack Dallas strikes out the side. We'll head to the top of the ninth here at TD Ballpark. Clearwater leads 8-2.
Thank you so much for coming out to tonight's game. Kids run.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
Here, top of the ninth, Clearwater leads 8-2. Justin Crawford's going to lead things off for the third consecutive inning. He'll face Kiner Leon. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Clearwater has sent nine batters to the plate each of the last two innings. They've scored seven runs over that span. That one in there? No, not in there. And asking for a challenge was Deschamps. Looked exactly like that first pitch that was called a strike, and it is overturned to a strike.
The call of ball has been overturned.
So 0-2 now the count to Crawford. The righty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. No, did he get a piece? He did. Just getting a piece of it, and it couldn't stay in the mitt of Deschamps, so count stays 0-2. Three straight sliders to Crawford. Now Leon again. Slider again. Did he go around? He did not. It buckled him. He had to get that back leg out of the way. It was an inside slider really close. Crawford almost went around on it. One and two, the count will go. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Only sliders in the at-bat. Crawford goes down swinging.
Second baseman, number 9, Otto Kemp.
That's strikeout number 1 for Leon. That brings up Otto Kemp. First pitch. Went with a fastball low and outside, 1-0. Kemp on the night, 2-for-4. That solo shot. And singled and scored in the eighth. Cuts and misses at that slider. Now 1-1. Cut and a miss there. Went right back with that slider. Got the same result. 1-2 now the count. Leon comes set. The 1-2, that one, a chopper towards third that'll be picked up by Abiezel. Throw across in time to get Kemp. Now 2 down in the inning. That brings up Omarion Boyd. He's up for the third time now. Rather, second time. He pinch ran back in the third inning. First pitch, that one low. He grounded out to second and is only a bat. That one popped up down the line right side. Out there is Robertus over towards the wall, and he's not going to be able to get to it. That'll make it a 1-1 count to Boyd as he's taking his time back to the plate. Nobody warming up in the pen for Clearwater, at least that I've seen. And as I say that, there's a what looks to be a lefty with a ball in his hand over at the mound. Hasn't thrown yet. Jack Dallas has already thrown 2 innings. Caught and a miss of that slider. Now a 2-2 count to Boyd. Guess we'll have to wait and see who Clearwater opts to go with for the ninth. Leon, the 2-2. Line shot. That's going to get into left center field over the head of Toman. That'll extend the inning and brings up the catcher, Ryan Leach. He's up for the fifth time. He's 0-for-4. First pitch. Missed for a ball, 1-0. That one on the knees. Fastball at 90 for a strike. Evens it up 1-1. Leach, one of only 2 threshers to not reach base so far tonight. The other being Ricardo Rosario, who's 0-for-5. The 1-1. That one called a strike of the knees. Asking for a challenge is Leach. That is overturned to a ball.
The call of strike has been
so overturned. That'll change to 2-1.
The result is a 2-1 count.
Clearwater keeps that challenge. That one missed as well. 3-1 the count. Three balls, one strike, a runner on first, two down. Leon comes set. And the pitch. That one low. Ball four taken by Leach. Now he's aboard. That'll bring up Chad Castillo. The next three batters in the order all came up to bat in the last two innings, the seventh and eighth innings. And all three of them drew walks. Walks have been the issue these last two innings. That's definitely helped Clearwater take this lead. First pitch to Castillo. He fouled back into the screen. 0-1 to start him. Leon comes set. The 0-1. That one called a strike outside corner. Asking for a challenge was Castillo. That is confirmed as a strike.
Strike has been upheld.
So I believe Clearwater has one left. So that would mean both teams have one left, depending on if any of the info I got earlier was correct. Now the 0-2, that one off the plate. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch. That one upstairs. Two balls, two strikes, two down, two on. Clearwater leading by six. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Slider got Castillo to swing over top. Leon gets out of the inning unscathed. We'll head to the bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays need six to keep this thing going, seven to win. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Bottom half of the ninth, Chris Valentine with you for the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Jack Dallas is back out pitching for Clearwater. He's going to start off against the 4-5-6 hitters. Heart of the order for the Blue Jays, Peyton Williams, Glenn Santiago, and Robert Robertis. Peyton on the night, 1-for-3, that solo shot back in the second inning. First pitch, that one skips. 1-for-3 has struck out and grounded out since then. The 1-0. That one line left side, that's going to hook foul. Bounces off the front of Eddie's. And well, looks to be almost back out on the field. 1-1 the count. Caught and a miss there now, 1-2. Out of the windup. The 1-2. That one in the dirt. Now Dallas entered in the bottom of the seventh, back when it was a 5-2 ball game, so I believe it is still a save situation, despite it now being a six-run game. Now the 3-2 pitch to Williams. Tapper went off his front foot, time called. Play is dead. Williams stays alive. Three balls, two strikes. Blue Jays need a bit of magic here in this ninth if they want to come back. 3-2. Fouled off. I think that might have went off the front foot again. And not a lot of the speed on it was taken off. That's going all the way down into foul territory, the farthest part, before that small wall comes in. Now the 3-2. That one, take it for a ball. Williams draws the leadoff walk. That'll bring up Glenn Santiago. It always helps to get the leadoff runner aboard. Leadoff walks come in to score quite a bit of the time. You need as many base runners as you can get if you're Dunedin. First pitch to Santiago, down below the knees, 1-0. Dallas working out of the stretch now, that one low. 2-0 now the count to Santiago. That's going to get Ryan Leach out from behind the plate. Clearwater's going to use their first mound visit of the game. Only four hits given up so far today for Clearwater pitching. Two runs, both off solo shots. Robertus had a single back in the second, and Santiago had a single back in the seventh. Those two, Toman and Williams, are the only four to get base hits tonight. That one upstairs, now a 3-0 count to Santiago. Robert Robertus is on deck. And the pitch. That one low. So Santiago draws the walk. Back-to-back walks to start the inning.
Right fielder, number 13, Robert Robertus.
That'll put runners on first and second. Nobody out here for Robert Robertus. Clearwater still not warming anybody up in their pen. Dallas's pitch count is getting up there. That one called a strike to start off Robertus, 0-1. This will be pitch number 49 for Dallas of the outing. That one lined foul, now 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Dallas comes set. Kicks, fires. Fouled off. Robertus just able to get a piece of it. Stays alive. He'll see another. Dallas gets the sign from Leach. He comes set. Looking back towards second at Peyton Williams. And the pitch. Fouled off again. So now a lefty is starting to warm up for Clearwater. Not on the mound quite yet, but just getting the arm loose. The 0-2 again. Ground ball right side. They're only going to get one if they can. Kemp with a throw in time. Both runners advance now into scoring position. That'll bring up Abiazel Ramirez.
Number 9, Abiazel Ramirez.
If you're Clearwater, you'll gladly take that. You get one of the three outs that you needed to end this ball game. And the potential tying run is still four spots away. First pitch to Ramirez. Ground ball over to short. That is going to score a run. The throw to first in time to get Ramirez. So that makes it 8-3. Williams comes in to score and moving over to third is Santiago.
Number six, Nick Deschamps.
And again, if you're Clearwater, you gladly take it. Jack Dallas probably not too happy that the run gets charged to him. That's the first earned run he's given up all year. First pitch to Deschamps is inside for a ball 1-0. The 1-0 fouled off. Santiago over at third. 1-1 count, two down to Deschamps. J.C. Masson, the DH, waiting on deck. And the pitch. Laid on that one. 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes, two down. Blue Jays down to their last strike. And the pitch. That one outside. Dallas comes set. 2-2. Kicks and fires. Caught and a miss. Deschamps goes down swinging. That ends the ballgame. Clearwater takes the win after scoring seven runs combined in the seventh and eighth innings. They hold on for the 8-3 victory. They move to 24-8 on the year. Dunedin falls to 17-15. The win will go to John Henriquez, the loss to Ryan Jennings, and the save, a three-inning save, goes to Jack Dallas. That's his second save of the year.
Scored eight runs on seven hits and committed no errors.
We're back here tomorrow for the wrap-up game of this series. First pitch scheduled for high noon.
The winning pitcher is John Henriquez.
We'll be back for that last game of this series. Clearwater already clinching a split. Blue Jays will go for the same tomorrow before we head off to Tampa after the day off on Monday. As always, thank you for tuning in to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. On behalf of everybody here, we appreciate it so much. We'll be back tomorrow. Coverage will begin at 11:45. We'll see you tomorrow. Clearwater wins 8-3.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay.
season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. Back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my